Last year, BirdLife International, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and other organizations put together an albatross race. What they did was put radio transmitters on over a dozen young albatrosses on three islands of their hatching grounds in Tasmania and followed each bird's progress as well as tracked their migration routes to South Africa. People around the world placed bets on the birds, and the proceeds went to BirdLife International to help in its battle against longline fishing. With longlining, thousands of hooks are baited and dragged on a line up to 130 kilometers long behind fishing vessels. This practice lures down birds, killing more than 300,000 seabirds each year by drowning. Unless measures are taken, such as weighting the line, defrosting bait, flying bird-scaring lines, and setting hooks at night, albatrosses can easily scavenge baited hooks and become caught, leading to a slow and painful death by drowning. Around 80% of killings can be prevented by implementing a straightforward and accepted set of mitigation measures. By tracking shy albatrosses, scientists are hoping to delineate the migratory route of these lovely creatures in hopes of being more able to effectively exert pressure on fishermen. Last year's race was a rousing success both scientifically and in terms of raising money for albatross protection, and this year's looked pretty good back when the birds were fitted with their tiny transmitters in April. They migrate individually, and along the way can be thousands of miles apart. But Friday there came a grim announcement. All 17 of this year's migrating birds are dead. Two failed to leave the islands where they hatched, and 15 died at sea. At this stage, the exact cause of death of the birds is unknown, with the only currently plausible explanation being poor fishing conditions. Little penguins are having a catastrophic breeding season in both Tasmania and Victoria, and gannets in Tasmania have fledged very few chicks this year. With changing sea temperatures and shifts in current patterns, global warming is likely, at least partly, to blame. Albatross mortality on this scale has never before been scientifically recorded, and what's called the Ladbrokes.com Big Bird Race has been the only formal study on migrating juvenile albatrosses. The organizers said the findings, while tragic, are therefore of great conservation importance. We seem to be in an apathetic stupor, watching billions of dollars of advertising for prescription drugs and alcohol punctuating stupefying television programs. Our selfishness and short-sightedness are shocking in such a, quote, intelligent species. Some people have told me that God put animals on earth for us to use or abuse as we like, that we have dominion over them. Well, I seem to recall a part in that exact same Bible wherein God was very clear to Noah that he must save every species. And we'd better get crackin'. That whole great flood metaphor is sounding more and more like what we humans may be facing if we don't do something now. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.